Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service here. Pete, heading into a big Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people going to be out on the water this weekend, especially with the forecast we're seeing. You think it's going to be busy?
Yes, it will be, I believe. I see temps in the next week or be in the mid-80s, so definitely going to see some traffic on the lakes. And locally, the crappie bite has been pretty good on Beaver Dam. Finally, last Friday, water got up around that 62 mark, and now it's up to 67. It jumped pretty quickly, and the crappie bite was good. There's a lot of areas throughout the lake on structure that they're fish are biting. And then the Madison chain, the bluegills have definitely been starting to make beds, and they're pre-spawn. When that water starts hitting around 70 is when they'll start spawning. But definitely a good opportunity to get out there.
So how quickly does that water, has that water heated up? You know, we have those days in the low 30s for a few days. That water heats up pretty fast, and next week it's going to, we're really going to notice the difference?
It'll jump pretty quickly. I've noticed one day it went up like 7 degrees, and that's because of 80 and above. When you had less than 60 degree water, it brings it up pretty fast. We had a walleye Wednesday. We were in our first spot. We caught a couple short walleyes and made a move. And literally within 5 minutes, we caught two nice big walleyes. One was 6 pounds and the other one was just shy of three. But yeah, we had close to 9 pounds for two fish. So it was a good average. And I believe there was about 5 or 6 fish caught last night that were legal. But yeah, it was a good night.
And tell people about Walleye Wednesday if they want to still get involved.
Yeah, it's a 12-week season. You compile your best 6 weeks. We still have another 10 weeks to go, and it's on Wednesday night at 5:30 to 8:30 at Woods Landing on the north end of the lake, and we take off promptly at 5:30. If you want to show up, you get there about 5 to 5:15, get signed up, and then take off is 5:30. So it's a nice little event, and they serve food there, and all the money goes back to walleye stocking. At the end of the year, we have a little fundraiser, and money goes back to the lake.
And what is happening with the fishing across the region? What have you heard? Where have they been biting? Where have they been slow?
I've heard the coho bite's been really good on Lake Michigan. Walleye bite has still been good on Green Bay. So yeah, it's all over the place. Stripers have been spawning in the Wolf River, and now they're coming back down. So people are up there catching stripers and some walleyes. In Beaver Dam, like I said, the crappies and Madison, good smallmouth and bluegill bite there.
So if somebody, maybe you're listening now and you're thinking, hey, the weather's going to be nice this weekend, I'm going to take my child or a grandchild out, where's a good place to start fishing if you want the kids to catch some stuff maybe from the shore?
I would go on the Madison chain, Fox Lake too. There's a lot of opportunity. But yeah, those bluegills are coming in shallow now. And it's the perfect time to shore fish or go out and use your side imaging and find the craters, as I call it. And then that's where the fish are setting up beds, but don't overdo it. And definitely return the big males because they're the ones that carry on the genetics.
Hey, have you ever fished, like if you go through Horicon, kind of down by John Deere and, you know, by like the Rock River Tap, have you ever fished that park over there? Because you always see people fishing right from the edge there. Is there fish in there? What kind of fish do people find that are feeding in from the marsh?
There is. There's actually a really good number of game fish, like walleyes and pike especially, that run that area. And I know there's been some stocking done there. It's kind of hush-hush, actually.
I'm rooting it for everybody, right?
But I have not fished there, but people have told me they've done quite well, actually. So
I always wonder, you drive over, how deep is that water there, you know, in that, how deep is that water, you know, in that channel right there? Do you have any
probably
idea?
Five, 6 feet, I would guess. And I know there's people go there to catch bullheads too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people like catching bullheads in spring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do know of big pike come out of there and all the way up into the marsh, like off of Peachy Road and stuff. That's kind of in Burnett Ditch is another good spot to go in and fish. So yeah, that's a good shore fishing spot also.
Oh, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service, Pete.
Yep. I've been booking trips here in June and July. Start getting pretty busy, but if you'd like to get out, give me a call at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Appreciate all you do. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's move on to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, do you get excited for Memorial Day weekend? You know it's going to be busy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of folks. It's already been busy. You know, folks heading up north, getting ready to go to their cabins and taking trips and stuff like that. So, yeah, the weekend should be no different. Actually, busier, I'm sure, because looks like we got some great weather ahead and some great fishing around town.
So when you look at the Madison chain right now, water temperatures, I know they have been colder because of the cold temperatures. Have they been warming up a little bit? What have you noticed about that in the fish?
Yeah, they've been coming up, but kind of slow. You know, it's been, we were in the mid-50s for a long time, and you know, we're creeping, we're at about 60 degrees right now, or a little more. But, you know, these cool nights have really slowed that progress down. But it hasn't stopped the fish from progressing in their, you know, seasonal ways. You got crappies that are sitting on beds right now. We got bass that are also getting, you know, into that, they're in that pre-spawn mode. I've even heard a few spots on some of the lower chain lakes where bluegills are starting to set up in spawning areas. So, yeah, it's a great time of year to be out. And, you know, a lot of these fish, whether they're pre-spawn or post-spawn, are hungry. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to.
So lots going on in the Madison chain. What have you heard about the rivers or any other surrounding bodies of water in the Dane County and South Central Wisconsin area?
Well, you know, trout fishing is a big thing over here, too, and the streams have been in great shape, flowing really well, almost a little too clear. Guys have been complaining about, you know, spooking fish. The rivers, as far as the Wisconsin River and the Rock River, have also been, you know, high this spring, but they're back down to fishable levels, and the fishing over there has been good, too.
What's the key? What do you like about trout fishing? What's the key to trout fishing if somebody's never done it?
Well, what I like about it is, you know, you're out there, trout live in beautiful places is really what it comes down to. So it's sort of like a hike combined with fishing. And, you know, you're never just sitting still in one spot. I don't really like sitting in a boat, you know, just watching a rod or whatever. I mean, I do enjoy it, but I like getting out and stretching my legs and seeing some cool stuff and catching fish.
Are there a couple places in your region where people have never trout fished before that would be good places to start?
Oh, absolutely. Just in Dane County alone, we have over 60 miles of stream access through the easement programs to area streams. So that's just in Dane County, 60 miles of trout streams that folks can fish.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. What will they find when they stop in? Where are you located? And give us all the information.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. Just a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming in or through town. We've got everything up on a pegs now. We're fully stocked as far as tackle goes. We got all our live bait tanks fully loaded and ready to rock and roll for a busy Memorial Day weekend. We do a weekly fishing report. I publish that on our social media every Friday. That's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And we do Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Or if you want to just call the old school phone line, the phone number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
Pat, I appreciate all you do at DNS Bait and Tackle. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we will chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. You too. Take care.
Big Memorial Day weekend on Fox Lake. Let's bring in Dave from Fish Tales. Dave, before we talk about the weekend, how's fishing been on the lake here the last week?
Been phenomenal. It's a panfish bite right now. They're getting bass, too, but most of the guys going out are targeting crappies and bluegills, and they're finding them all around our lake, around the piers, around the islands, in the channels. It's just been really, really good.
If somebody wants to get out there and maybe they're not an expert fisherman, today's a great time, or this weekend's a great time to maybe get out and have some success?
Yeah, I mean, the weather looks like it's going to improve. It was 36 when we got here this morning, but yeah, I mean, the water temps are in the mid-60s. The fish are set up to spawn. And it should be a really good weekend. And, you know, we rent a lot of boats. People come in from around here. And I'm pretty liberal with telling them where to go and what to do. And just about everybody's having success. So it's been really good.
As we record this on Thursday, it's going to be a fun Memorial Day weekend. How busy does Fox Lake get Memorial Day weekend with not only fishermen but recreational boaters and things like that?
Well, it's kind of the kickoff of the season. A lot of our lake owners, you know, aren't from around, and they start, you know, doing their thing right at Memorial Day, and they're here all summer. But the first weekend is always kind of crazy, but that's the way it is all over.
It is. What have you heard about other lakes besides Fox Lake?
There's a real good crappie bite going on Beaver Dam right now. There's similar situation, rock piles, and the guys that go over there know the spots, and there's a bunch of them, but that just kicked in. Big Green, they're getting some walleyes. Our lake has been slow for walleyes, but they're getting some real nice ones there on the west shore in the weeds in like 12 foot. And then the bass guys are doing good all in the whole area. Lake Emily and our lake is really good.
Awesome stuff. Hey, tell us about fishtails. What do people need to know?
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake, right by the river. You can't miss us. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Dave, I appreciate all you do. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll chat next week.
All right, you too. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wetland, on this great Memorial Day weekend. Rick, as we talk, you're actually on a guiding trip right now?
I am, yeah. We're out here on Fox Lake. I have five layers on. My winter jacket is on. And this is absolutely ridiculous for, the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. I'm in my winter jacket. But fishing's been a little slow today. We've caught a few pike, a few bass, but The day's just starting.
Well, we're talking on Thursday. Memorial Day weekend, we're supposed to get in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So hopefully you're not wearing a winter coat as if you get out this weekend. Will you get out much Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, we'll probably be out probably every day. I'm on my 17th day straight of fishing here. So we'll probably be out every day, but especially if it gets nice. But I'm sure if it gets warm, the lakes will be crowded, but it'll be all right.
So tell us what you've had. You mentioned 17 days. You've been out every day here the last week. What's the fishing been like? Where have you been?
Well, I tell you, Wade, I fished a tournament on Madison Chain on Saturday. And, for the last couple of years, we've talked to Pat, and he says, the fishing's great on Madison, and Pete's down in Madison all the time. I tell you what, I can honestly say I can't believe everybody in the state of Wisconsin doesn't fish the Madison Chain. I mean, we caught so many bass, so many walleyes. I had giant crappies bass fishing. I saw 2,000 bluegills on my live scope. I mean, I can't believe that every weekend, every person in Wisconsin just doesn't fish Madison. I mean, for as busy as that body water gets and for how much pounding it takes for fishermen, that chain just produces and produces and produces fish.
So especially this weekend, if somebody wants to go out, maybe they don't go out fishing very often or taking the kids or the grandkids out, the Madison Chain would be a great place to have some success and to build that fishing relationship with the kids.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, I halfway through the day, I went screaming through Lake Wabisa, and there was, if your guy's never been there, he could launch at Lake Wabisa and just look for the 200 boats that are out there. And as I'm going by, I'm watching guys catching bluegills one after another. I mean, I must have saw 50 to 100 bluegills caught just in the little time I was just watching those guys bass fishing. The bass fishing was phenomenal. I mean, I caught almost 50 fish in 8 hours. I mean, I didn't do very well in the tournament. I mean, I lost a couple big fish that would have put me in the money. But, I mean, the bass fishing was just phenomenal. And, we went through the Yuhara River and went up to Lake Monona. And we started drop shotting the weed lines for smallmouth, and we were catching walleyes. I mean, we could have come home with 30 walleyes that day if we had to. I mean, it's just the fishing out there is just really good.
What else have you heard about other bodies of water and maybe closer to home, Beaver Dam Lake? Heard anything about that? How's Fox Lake been? Maybe Puckaway or any of those? Have you heard anything?
Well, I've been on Fox Lake quite a bit. The crappies, in my opinion, are about done. They're done spawning. A lot of them have gone, back out to the main basin. But that being said, all the giant bluegills have moved in. I mean, around the shore, around Wedges Bay and all the shores, even bass fishing, the bluegills are definitely in, and they're pretty easy to catch. And this year, for whatever reason, the bluegills out here on Fox Lake are just giant. Puckaway is still producing a lot of bass. Big Green is starting to pick up, but the water out in Big Green is still in the low 50s. I mean, we need a good week like this coming week of 80 degrees. But, you know, fishing, if it gets warm and get out of this cold snap, the fishing should really pick up.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs. If people want to have their fishing pick up and put more in their, you know, in their vault, if you will. Tell us about the great lures that you produce, where they can buy them. And if I know you're busy and you're booking up, but if people can slide in a fishing guided tour, what does everybody need to know about Rick Wetland?
Well, that's a long, long story. We don't have that much time, do we?
No.
I've a custom paint over 50 different kinds of blanks for bass, walleye, muskie, and pike, and any color combination. Basically, all the bait shops around have got their fresh fill. I mean, I've been around this week, actually, the three bait shops. They've all gotten brand new orders because they're selling so fast. They're available here at Fishtails and Fox Lake. They're now available at Holiday and Waupun. M&M Tackle in Portage and Dick Smith's Bait and Tackle down in Pewaukee is probably your closest spot.
Rick, I want to bring something else up to you this week. I had a face-to-face encounter with a raccoon this week where my daughter was having an air conditioning issue. I opened up the hood of her car, and lo and behold, not 2 inches from my nose, was a raccoon, popped his head up and looked me right in the eyes with those beady eyes. Have you ever had an encounter with a raccoon?
It's funny. We're doing the fishery report, and I said, you know, I got to bring up this raccoon deal because I saw it on Facebook, and then we chatted, and you told me the story. And I'm not going to lie, I about pissed myself. I was laughing so hard. But how I got up in the car to begin with is kind of a funny story. But, you know, I've had a lot of close encounters with raccoons actually out bow hunting. You get that magical hour, that magical last 10 minutes of bow hunting. These raccoons, at least where I hunt, come out of the woodwork. And they'll come right up in your tree, and they'll be, you know, 5 feet from you. And you try to take a stick and flick them out of the way, and then they hiss at you and stuff. But, yeah, raccoons are annoying and big time. But how he got up in your daughter's car hood, and, you know, I would have loved to have seen your face when you opened up that hood and saw the raccoon. Well, I would have died.
Yeah, because my question is, though, because she was having her air conditioning needed to be recharged. And so I was, you know, thinking I could know how to fix that stuff, and I have no idea, but I just Googled it, you know, and I was going to pretend before I took it to, like, Jeremy at Riverside or something like that. But then, so then I was there, okay, it said start the car for a little while. I went, opened up the hood, and I'm like, literally, I was like, what in the heck? And it's a 2009 Mercury Mariner, so there's a lot of space. You know, newer cars, you know, there's no space to climb up into a car. And those older cars, there's a lot of room where the engine is. And literally, it was there, and then it went down into the engine and hid. And then I'm like, oh, boy, what am I going to do now? And I had to get my neighbor, Rob Rybrandt, my wife came with a hockey stick, and she was laughing at me because I wouldn't touch it. I'm thinking
rabies. I would have laughed, too.
I'm going to get rabies. You know, so my neighbor Rob, I'm like, he's lived a longer life than me. If he gets rabies, well, you know, he's lived a great life.
And right.
But he's a hunter, so he sees animals. You've seen raccoons. I'm a city boy. So he took the hockey stick, got it to jump out the bottom, and ran right by my wife, like 2 feet from us. We both took off running, and it went under the deck. And it comes out that somebody told me they think that the raccoon maybe was pregnant and it was looking to go somewhere high to have its babies.
Oh, yeah.
So
see, woodchucks do that. I've had a lot of encounters with woodchucks over the years, but the woodchucks usually don't run away. They usually run at you, and that gets a little hairy once in a while.
So my question is, though, had I not had this other side thing of the air conditioning, how long would that thing have been in there? If my daughter would have decided to drive away, would that thing have just ridden under the hood for like and lived there for like a week?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, they say, I've read stories online where possums will crawl up under a hood and they'll live there for over a week, especially if they're, you know, like you said, if they're pregnant, that they've found a spot where they can have their babies, and they get up in there. And yeah, some of those have been in there for over a week.
Well, so
a lot of times, too, when you hit a bump and stuff, they're not hanging on, and you know, they fall out, and then you run them over. So,
well, I've been checking. It hasn't come back in the last week, so I'm hoping it found somewhere else. It was just passing through.
Right, right. You hope so.
All right. Well, again, one of the scariest moments of my life. I'm glad Rob Rybrandt was there to be a man. My man card's gone again.
And, yeah. Well, you ain't got too many man cards left, do you?
No, not at all. Hey, Rick. So, again, if I have an update on the raccoon, I will, but it looks like it chewed out some insulation in there, but it didn't, like, on the hood, but it didn't look like the wires and everything were all good. It didn't get in there long enough to eat any of that stuff away, but I will report to you any other raccoon activity that we may have at the Bates Mansion.
All right, that sounds good.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
This is the 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam Outdoors Report.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.